All right, so good morning, everybody. It's Dee Dee in the morning. Mm-hmm. Lady J, Michael Sean coming to you from home, working from home like everybody else in America. Also along with Rudy Rush. You guys, we got to get into the hot topic because, oh, by the way, that was not a cough. I know around here.
That was a cough.
No, it wasn't.
I don't know, Dee Dee.
I'm clearing my throat, Mike. All right? I just want y'all to know, but we are counting coughs up in this room. Yeah. Still. Which is crazy. You know, everybody is coming from home, and Wendy Williams actually did her show from home, they were saying, and she ranted about what should she do as a single person while she's quarantined. Y'all, here we go.
It's getting hot in here.
Hot topic.
What should single people do, all right? We're going to talk about that. Listen to Jay. Hey, everybody. It looks like we're going to get the money, right? That stimulus bill, they said that $2 trillion stimulus bill, it has been passed.
It really sets us up to, I think, even supersede where we were a month ago. I think we can get up there quickly, and I think it allows us to supersede. It allows us to help these great companies that need help, like Boeing.
So he talked about how Boeing and all the companies are going to get their money. But, you know, and again, this goes back to you guys. We've talked about this.
Yep.
How come Boeing doesn't have 3 months' salary saved up? Right. How come they don't have 3 months of where they've made a lot of money? Because think about it. The industry has made a lot. But why don't they have 3 months saved up the way they tell us to have 3 months of our salary saved?
Facts.
Right.
I don't know, David Ramsey.
100% right with that. And these are the same companies that were bailed out in 2008.
Yeah.
The exact same companies are coming back asking for handouts again.
Yeah.
So I'm going, what about us? So we are going to get, they're saying the American people will get $1,200, right? We get a part of this stimulus bill. $1,200. And I believe that if you're married, you get $2,400. Okay. Mike, see, you messed that up. You should have married your baby mama.
Yeah, I'm about to propose today.
What'd I say,
I'm going to the courthouse today.
He's going.
I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to have a FaceTime wedding. Think y'all, okay. I'm not doing
Yeah, go get married now, everybody. $2,400 and then an additional $500 for how many kids you got. That's a great deal, right?
Absolutely.
It's a great deal. So, Mike, go run and get married quickly. Okay. Also, I don't know if you guys saw this, but yesterday they were talking about in the U.S. alone, 190 deaths because of the coronavirus. Mm. And, Mike, you were just saying, who is it? There's a basketball player who's saying his mom is in a coma because of it?
Carl Anthony Towns just made an announcement on Instagram that his mom is in a coma right now due to complications from the corona.
Wow.
Man, that's sad.
Yeah, very sad.
So
very
it's
sad.
Real. That's what everybody's saying. It's real. Slim Thug announced yesterday that he has the coronavirus.
The Texas legend basically said that and don't argue with me about the legendary part. I'm not playing with y'all.
Right. Rudy just looked at me all crazy. He is a Texas legend. He's a Houston legend.
No,
definitely.
Something was in my eye.
Yeah.
But go ahead, but anyways, yes. He said that he was asymptomatic, like he's feeling fine. So, okay, Dee Dee, your mom got a test like a week ago. She still doesn't have her results.
Because I called her yesterday.
He got on and said, hey, I got the test yesterday. Got my test results back today. I am
yesterday. Okay. I don't understand this. Why some of these people are getting their tests back? Like it's like they peed on a stick, like an EPT test, and they got theirs back.
Okay.
I'm like, what is this?
I think they tested your mama for STDs.
They probably did.
Oh, God.
But
look, they saw through everything else she got.
They saw it through. Do you know they were also saying that doctors now? I don't know if y'all saw this, but they're saying that doctors now are hoarding the experimental drugs for their family members.
Wow.
I was getting ready to say, why y'all, anybody mad at that?
Not really, but man.
It's one of the perks of the job.
Got a doctor in their family.
Hey, one of the perks of the job. Kind of like this one. We get tickets to concerts.
Dang.
And we get the best ones sometimes. Or our boss does.
Yeah.
Okay, that went too hard. All right. My bad. Let's get into Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams was ranting about Dr. Oz. Jay, remember how he was talking about everybody should have more sex? Wendy Williams is like, what about when you're single?
I was like, Dr. Oz, what do single people, including me, do about sex? Because as much as a wanton woman as I am, I'm not thinking about that. I don't want anybody over here. I think condoms are something random. He ended up saying, because I was like, Oz, you got your wife, Lisa. You've been together forever. What about the rest of us out here? Mm. He ended up saying, you know what? Hold out. It'll be over soon. Okay.
She said she wanted to.
Out. That's, well, okay.
I know it. We'll
dissect. We don't have a choice. We here by ourselves.
You know what? I'm gonna create something. We're gonna go into a deep dive of Wendy Williams' conversation later this morning. That statement, a deep dive, because she said something that really, really stunned me. She said everybody wants her.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Coming up next, it's Dee Dee in the morning.